Good morning. And thank you all for being here to share the Dharma together, especially on a record hot weekend. It is said that Zazen, under adverse circumstances, makes us stronger. Well, we're really strong by now. This is the second day of our weekend session. Some of us began on Friday evening and have been sitting for a day and a bit more. Others have come early this morning for all or part of Zazen Kai, the all-day sitting. To sit in a temple such as this is a rare and precious opportunity. So for however long you're here, take advantage. A teisho is not a talk or a sermon in the usual sense. It's an attempt by the teacher to present his or her understanding as directly as it's possible to do so in words. So in listening to a teisho, don't try to analyze it or figure it out. Just become one with the listening. Let it wash over you like a wave. During teisho, it's fine to shift your posture if you need to, but please do it quietly and unobtrusively. And however you sit, keep the head up and the back straight. This morning we'll be working on a koan from the Wu Men Guan. This is a collection of 48 cases compiled by the Sung Dynasty master Wu Men. Each koan consists of a main case. That's a short account of one of the sayings or doings by one of the great masters, usually from the Tang Dynasty. Then there's a commentary by Wu Men and also a verse by Wu Men. So, Wu Men Guan, case 34, Wisdom is Not the Way. The case reads, Nanchuan said, Mind is not Buddha, wisdom is not the Tao. Wu Men's commentary. Of Nanchuan, it has to be said that on getting old, he was lost to shame. Just opening his stinking mouth a little, he reveals his family disgrace. However, we must say that only a few can acknowledge his great kindness. Wu Men's verse. The sky clears, the sun shines brightly. Rain falls, the earth gets wet. He fully opens his heart and expounds the whole secret. Yet how few are able to grasp it. Nanchuan, his Japanese name is Nansen. His dates are 747 to 834 of the Common Era. He's one of the eminent disciples of the legendary Mazu. His Japanese name is Baso. He is therefore a Dharma brother of Baizhang, that's Shakajo in Japanese, and of Layman Pong. And he is, of course, the teacher of the redoubtable Zhao Zhou, Joshu. As was common among the Tang masters, Nanchuan spent his early years studying various aspects of Buddhist doctrine, including the major sutras and the rules of conduct. By the time he came to Mazu, he was probably well into his 30s. It is said that he came to awakening sometime before the death of Mazu in 788. He spent a few years on pilgrimage and did not settle down at Mount Nanchuan until the year 795, at which time he would have been 48 years old. And even then, He did not embark on a public teaching career, but built himself a small hut and for nearly 30 years lived a solitary, hardscrabble existence on the mountainside. He was not entirely alone, however. A few like-minded practitioners, such as a young Zhao Zhou, sought him out for instruction. Nevertheless, from that solitary mountain, his reputation spread far and wide. And in 827, at the age of 80, he finally descended to lead a large monastery of several hundred monks. Nanchuan's main sponsor, if you can call it that, and an ardent disciple, was the provincial governor, Lu Xuan. There are some recorded dialogues between Governor Lu and the master. Case number 40 from the Blue Cliff Record reads, Lu Xuan, while talking with Nanchuan, said, Master of the teachings, Zhao, said, Heaven and earth and I are of the same root. All things and I are one substance. Isn't that marvelous? Nanchuan pointed to a flower in the garden, called to the official and said, People these days see this flower as though they were in a dream. What do you suppose he's telling the governor? And again, when Governor Lu was about to return to his office in Xuancheng, he came to bid the master goodbye. The latter asked him, Governor, you're going back to the capital. How will you govern the people? The governor replied, I will govern them through wisdom. The master remarked, If that is true, the people will suffer for it. Mind is not Buddha. Wisdom is not the Tao. Mind, Buddha, the way, the Tao, learning, wisdom, prajna. How about God, Brahman, the Great Spirit, the universe? They are all words of power. Words to conjure with. And that's just the problem, isn't it? We conjure with them. These words that we attach such cosmic significance to are traps for the unwary. Buddha, wash out your mouth for 3 days. Tomato is much safer. So is cup. So is the oak tree in the garden, the flowering hedge, or the price of rice at King Super's. Zenkei Shibayama quotes another anonymous commentator on this case, who wrote, What is called mind or wisdom is the absolute mind and absolute wisdom with which every being is originally born. Mind is the foundation, and wisdom is its working. The working of wisdom to reveal this mind in every phenomenon is called Tao. Nansen's mind and wisdom, which are beyond expression, are nothing else than the great Tao of the original Buddha, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. That's terrible. You could go on forever. Words that just lead to more and more words are no help at all. They're leading you down the garden path to total confusion. Let's be clear. Shibayama is not approving of this commentary. He is giving us an example of a purely intellectual misunderstanding. Nanchuan would also rebuke this commentator. He said, "People these days walk around with Buddha on their shoulders. When you hear me say that mind is not Buddha and wisdom is not the path, you gather together and try to figure me out. You cannot figure me out. If you could wrap empty space up into a staff and hit me with it, then you might figure me out." How would you respond to that challenge? Can you wrap up empty space into a staff and hit me with it? Can you hit Nanchuan? Why do we sit? Why do we practice? Is it in order to understand the cosmos? Know God, Buddha, or whatever? Then you're wasting your time. Matsu once said, "This very mind is Buddha." Then again he said, "Not mind, not Buddha." Nanchuan told Zhao Zhou, "Ordinary mind is the Tao." And then Nanchuan said, "Mind is not Buddha, wisdom is not the Tao." Nanchuan and his teacher Masu force us to confront all our assumptions about what we do here in our practice. How do we deal with Nanchuan? Dane and Henry Roshi defined Zen practice as investment in loss. The official word for that is dana. In fact, Dane took his name from that word. Dana means relinquishment, the giving up of everything. It's not easy. The discursive ego mind is subtle and persistent. Not only do we have to abandon Buddha, mind, wisdom, Tao, and all this and all that, we have to abandon not Buddha, not mind, not Tao, and all the not this and not that. And then we have to abandon abandoning. And then we have to abandon any thought of not abandoning. It never ends. The relinquishment, dana, never ends. Do you find that discouraging? If it never ends, what am I doing here? What's the point of practice? The point is not to find a place to stop and hang out. There is no such place. The point is to become okay with no place. One teacher said, "There is nowhere to abide, so everywhere will do." The separated ego self must always find a place to abide. The no self has no need of any place, for it is already every place through all time and space. It is everywhere and every when. It is all in all. You are all in all. Dogen said there is no trace of enlightenment, and that no trace continues endlessly. It is in that no trace, no self, no time, no space is where you find real peace and contentment. I know this is all just more words, but if I did not believe that with all my heart, I could not sit here and encourage every one of you to continue to practice. Wu Min's commentary. Of Nanchuan, it has to be said that on getting old, he was lost to shame. just opening his stinking mouth a little, he reveals his family disgrace. However, we must say that only a few can acknowledge his great kindness. Oh dear, getting old, he was lost to shame. Just opening his stinking mouth, he reveals the family disgrace. Wu Min cuts Nan Chuan no slack at all. Well, you can't be in this business or in this practice if you aren't willing to play in the mud and open your stinking mouth. The Bodhisattva practice is all about playing in the mud, entering the world of time, space, and karma. As the therapists say, you have to meet the clients where they're at. We have to meet the world where it's at, where we are at. We have to open our stinking mouths and do the best we can, even as Nan Chuan does. And if we come directly from the heart with plain, honest speech, right speech, with simple, honest deeds, right action, and if we're lucky, we will at last reveal the family disgrace. Can we attain to Nan Chuan's kindness? Well, we keep working at it. But Wu Min helps us out in his verse. The sky clears, the sun shines brightly. Rain falls, the earth gets wet. He opens his heart and expounds the whole secret. Yet how few are able to grasp it. The sky clears. The sun shines brightly. Rain falls. The earth gets wet. The family disgrace. Was there ever really an obstruction? Dogen said, I have returned to my native country with empty hands. There is not even a hair of Buddhism in me. Now I pass the time naturally. The sun rises in the east every morning, and every night the moon sets in the west. When clouds clear, the outline of the mountains appear, and as the rain passes away, the surrounding mountains bend down. What is it, after all? Return with empty hands and an open heart. Return to your native country, your true home. Return to just here, just now. And then you will expound the whole secret. How could you not? It's actually a lot easier. Just pass the time naturally. Sun rises, moon sets. When hungry, I eat. When tired, I rest. If I spill the spaghetti, I clean it up. It is so, so simple. Yet how few are able to grasp it. Here's a little secret. Nobody can grasp it. Another disgrace. There is nothing to grasp and nobody to grasp it. So quit it. Stop all your groping and maneuvering. Just sit. Sit with the breath. With Mu, with Hu, with the koan, or just sitting. When the bell rings, just stand, just bow, just this moment. Together with all beings, we realize the way.